This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Licking my wounds here.
How you feeling?
Not great. Impromptu call by Pat Narduzzi just roasting me. Some of you probably feel like for good reason. You can check that out on your Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, your Odyssey app. Rewind up to 72 hours. We'll put a video out of that because people do like to see me squirm, and they also, listening to this station, love Pitt. So, two for one there.
I'm sweating.
Oh, I am sweating.
I was just sitting back and smiling. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, you just let that happen to me. You didn't have your guys back. Although, I guess you kind of did because maybe Narduzzi is more your guy than I am.
Writing's on the wall.
Maybe you should hire you as a coach, get you out of my hair. Hit us up on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Raymond Peters Township. Visit them online at southhillsjeep.com, @_AdamCrowley, @ScoreAndDorn, and on the text line where people continue to ridicule me at 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates remind you to text responsibly. Kyle Dubas, Penguins, Director of Hockey Operations. What is his goal?
I see this task ahead of us as a two-pronged effort. In the short run, it's continuing to make decisions that are going to allow the team to be competitive while the core group of players that have led the team here to championships in the past continue to perform at the levels that they have for as long as they can and make decisions that will support them in the lineup every night that will allow the team to continue to contend each season while those players are with us. At the same time, the work will also begin at delivering a long-term hockey organization that can be the class of the NHL and to reduce any gap in time that there otherwise would be from the end of those great players' careers to the next era of great hockey for the Pittsburgh Penguins. That's our intention, and that's the work that we'll get started on as soon as we wrap up here.
That last bit there, talking about reducing the gap, I think if I compare the two press conferences, Ron Hextall upon his hiring and Kyle Dubas upon his, Ron Hextall, I think he thought he could do it without a gap. That he thought, let's keep the future viable. Let's keep winning games. And at the end of Crosby and Malkin, still find a way somehow by banking resources to be good right thereafter. That was never going to happen. If that was the stated goal from the Fenway Sports Group, it was dumb. If that's just what he thought he could do, that he believed far too much in himself, and that was dumb. I like the fact that Dubas said gap, because I think you have to acknowledge that there will be one. And that tells me he's all in on the now, knowing that there will be some hard times after that. It's about minimizing the small hard times, but he wants to win right now. That's what you need. You need to win now. And that needs to be the primary focus.
And it will be. I'm just anxious to see how that construction is laid out. Like, we just discussed it for the last 2 hours of what the issues are and what he's potentially facing. Now, we did think that the cap was going to be an issue. Now that has become a positive.
Yep.
That has become a positive. So that does change a lot of things. And I'm guaranteed that that's what enticed him to take this job, is not only Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, and Mike Sullivan, and those two being on the same page and having the same outlook on how they want to run a hockey team and how they want to coach a hockey team, but now you have some wiggle room to add a piece to the puzzle. What piece is that going to be? Obviously, we don't know, but it's going to be something, and it's going to be something of significance, and that's what you need, and that's what you need right now. Or could that piece be a piece that's right now and also for whenever that gap does transpire?
Right. You have the cap space to spend money on a guy that you think could help now and in the future. I mean, he could have been alluding to something like that. I read Joe Starkey's column about being underwhelmed by the Kyle Dubas hire. I think Ron Cook was on the same train. Andrew Filippone gave the hire a C-. Bob Pompieni not blown away by this hire. I think if you're looking at it in a vacuum, you can make arguments for why it's not the perfect hire. But when you zoom out and you look at all the available options, I think it was the best hire. And for that reason alone, you can only pull from the group of people that are available. I think it was an A. And if you're on the opposite side of that, at 412-928-9370, I really want to hear from you on this. Why would you be down on the Dubas hire? And you can text us as well. Some folks say, well, he didn't have a ton of success in Toronto, but he did do one thing this year the Penguins didn't: make the playoffs. They also, in Toronto, did something the Penguins haven't done since 2018, Doran, and that's win a playoff series. He's also, I think, a significant upgrade over the guys they had before.
I just can't get off the fact that those guys say it's not a great hire. Who else was out there? I mean, he was the best available. So how is that not a great hire?
If the other options entice them more, I'd be interested in knowing why.
And who?
Like Matthew Darche. But that's a guy that wasn't running it at the highest level. He was a second guy. And if you're going to bring in a second guy, that just wasn't going to do it for me. I would have ripped that night and day. I would have got on all my social media platforms. I would have marched out in the streets. I would have gone down to the UPMC Lemieux Sports Complex. I would have gone down to the arena. I just threw my pen. Do you really want a guy to learn on the job?
No.
If you were rebuilding this thing from scratch and you thought that there was this underutilized, up-and-coming general manager that you really thought can learn on the job but ultimately was the right hire, okay, maybe then, fine. But in Kyle Dubas, you get a guy who can still learn at 37. Seems to me like he's a reader. He wears glasses.
Real hair.
Real hair. Not dying it, in your opinion, but I think he's dying it. You can't spend 5 years in Toronto and have zero gray hairs. I mean, the guy looks like a picture. I mean, come on. But you got a guy who's 37, who is eager to learn, who is about being progressive, not going to turn his nose up to new hockey ideas as they come in front of him. And he's done it before. You've got Crosby, Malkin, and Letang. It's their last leg. It's their last dance. You were rewatching that the other day with Michael Jordan. This is their last best chance to do anything for a while here. I don't want a GM who's going, oh, gee, well, never thought of that before, never did that before, never had this come up. No, I want a guy that's seen it. And I think Dubas gives you the best of both worlds. A guy who is going to take some of his failures from Toronto, you would think, and have to learn from them. But then also, he's done it. Understand what it's like to be in a pressure cooker. There's pressure here, not like there. They nailed this. They crushed this. No one who was out there was better than Kyle Dubas.
And he's different. You know, he is slightly different. I mean, you're kind of hitting all facets now if you're the Penguins. And obviously he's going to hire somebody as a GM and an assistant GM. And we're speculating Spezza, who has worked with him before, yep, who was a former player, which I think that would be a fantastic hire. I think that that brings a different dynamic into it. But if you look at it right now, you have Mike Sullivan, who has done things and won and knows how to construct the roster on the ice and move things around and make sure that things are right to win hockey games. You have Sidney Crosby, who's obviously a brilliant hockey mind. And then you have Dubas, who, you know, his title says he's an analytics guy, but he does know a lot of hockey. You're hitting a lot of different angles to try to win and try to put things together. Not everybody's thinking the same. And I think that that is good. that is good for whenever it is a last dance and you're trying to have one more shot at something. You have the veterans. You have the players that have won before. You have the coach that has won before. And now you have the youngish guy with good hair and glasses to come in here and move things and put things in a way that is 2023 hockey and possibly add pieces to that. I just think I give it an A. I just can't see why this isn't a great hire by the Penguins. Who else out there would have made it a great hire?
People look at his time in Toronto, and I think there are a couple of different lenses you can view that through. And for all the guys that are detractors that we've named, people on this station, people who write in this town, they look at the Toronto situation and they say, okay, one playoff series win in 5 years, and they knock him for that. And I get it, because that's been the knock around here, that you've had the talent to win playoff series and you haven't since 2018. Okay, fine. But you know what they hadn't done in Toronto since 2004? Won a playoff series. It's been 20 years. That's been a dumpster fire organization for a long time. He came in and they averaged 106 points per season with that guy. Philosophically, I believe if you have regular season success and you build a good roster and you repeat that success year in and year out, eventually you will knock that door down. It happened with Tampa. It happened with the Penguins. The Penguins, yeah, they won on the front end in 2009. Then there was a gap, and it looked for a while like they were going to be the Atlanta Braves of the 1990s, but the hockey version. But the rosters were good enough, and you have to make changes, and the bottom six changed, no doubt about that, fine. But when you continue to put good rosters on the ice, eventually you break it down. Florida last year, President's Trophy winning team, they didn't up and get rid of the whole team. They made a big move by getting Tkachuk, and they moved off one of their great players in franchise history. They also changed coaches. Okay, but the rest of the roster largely stayed intact. And here they are in the Stanley Cup final. I imagine Boston's going to be pretty doggone good next year. It's so random in the Stanley Cup playoffs. I think if you build good rosters year in and year out, eventually you're going to knock it down.
You know what he didn't have in Toronto? Is Sidney Crosby. You give me a piece like that. I mean, he had players, but he didn't
great
have
great players.
Yeah, he'd have Sidney Crosby.
But they hadn't done it. Those guys hadn't done it before either.
And who was the coach at the time? Did he do it?
No.
Okay. And you give me those pieces, I got something to work with. I don't care who it is. I mean, well, except for the last regime. But, like, you give me that core.
Well, as long as you're not an idiot.
Right.
I mean, just point blank, as long as you're not a moron, you should be able, at bare minimum, to make the playoffs.
Yes.
And it's not like you're entering a situation where, okay, yeah, the bottom six stinks, and the defense needs a fair amount of overhaul. But it's not like he doesn't have the money resources to be able to do it. If you buy out Granlund, you've got $24 million in cap space this year. Now you're going to have to pay that guy $1.8 million the next couple of years, fine. But I'm worried about this year right now, and he should be too. You have an opportunity to put your fingerprints all over this. And if you've got your top six already in place that you believe can be successful, and he said so much in the press conference yesterday, then it's more than a great starting point. Let's go to Gino and Etna. Now, wait a second here. We had Pat in Pittsburgh before, and it wound up being Pat Narduzzi. Is this Gino and Etna Evgeny Malkin? Hello, Gino.
No, this is not Evgeny Malkin, unfortunately.
Now, you're probably just some Italian guy from Etna, right, Gino?
No, this is my pseudonym.
Oh, okay. Well, do go on.
I was watching a video last night about Kyle Dubas. I don't think people are giving him as much credit as he deserves. He had a higher winning percentage in Toronto than the legendary Pat Quinn. And obviously that's regular season. You know, he only had a short stint of success in the playoffs for Toronto. But I think that's something to be said when you have a higher winning percentage than Pat Quinn.
I mean, I'll let you talk in just a second here, Gino. Is it okay. Some terrible sin that you're losing to Tampa and you're losing to Boston? Like, I realize you're going to have to compete with the best of the best if you ultimately want to reach your goal. Fair enough. But
right. They
built great rosters. Hockey is a game that the playoffs are a bit of a coin flip. And those series, for the most part, went long. This year they did beat Tampa, still a great roster. And I think what happened this year, Gino, and actually I'm going to let you go. This year they finally felt like they got over the hump. They took a deep breath. They beat Tampa. They won a playoff series. So much pressure they believe probably came off their shoulders. And then, bang, they get punched in the mouth,
mm-hmm.
which I think was human nature. I'm not trying to make excuses. But I keep saying this, Doran. You build that roster anywhere than Toronto, I think they may have won something. I think they would have had more playoff success. Because the players, the coach, the goaltender, they all internalize that pressure. It's unlike anywhere else, maybe in sport. Hockey in Toronto. Those are great rosters. And I do think the more great rosters you build, it's like a lottery. The more or picking names out of a hat. The more names you got in the hat, the more times, I guess, your name is in the hat, I should say, then the better chances for your name to come out of the hat. He's built great rosters. Who else among the candidates can you say that about?
Does he have to build a roster here as well? Is he really building fixing?
Half of a roster.
He's fixing a roster.
Yeah. The hard part is done.
It's done. Exactly.
The hard part is acquiring top-end talent. You can't win without it. That part's done. Build the pieces around it. And here's the other thing about Hextall. They had chances to build a better roster. But instead, they let guys like Jared McCann go. They signed Jeff Carter. But they had a chance. If they had done 50% of a better job of managing their assets correctly, that's a playoff team last year. And I have faith that Kyle Dubas, at bare minimum, will get them to the playoffs this year. Where do you come down on the hiring of Kyle Dubas as the Penguins hockey operations leader? 412-928-9370. Duncan, the official coffee, the fan morning show. We do want your thoughts on Dubas next. We get Chris Mack's thoughts on Dubas at the bottom of the hour. It's the fan morning show.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You've all been curious, what's up with Mac? What's up with Dunlap? Dunlap at 9 o'clock. Chris Mack joins us in 7 minutes here on the Fan Morning Show. We know Mack's got a lot of thoughts on Kyle Dubas, hosts Fifth Avenue Faceoff, great hockey podcast, so we're going to pick his brain on that, find out about his new role. There's also something exciting happening this afternoon, so do stay tuned. But just looking back through Kyle Dubas' time in Toronto, am I supposed to hold it against Kyle Dubas that they lost to the Stanley Cup champion in 2021, took him 7 games? They played Tampa toe-to-toe for 7 games, lost a series, and what, I'm supposed to believe he did a bad job in Toronto?
No, they ran into a buzzsaw. And look at the teams they've been going against. I mean, you said it earlier.
A historically great run from Tampa. Am I supposed to hold that up and say, oh, look how bad of a job Dubas did. How about the expectations in Toronto with what they had done the previous 2 decades relative to what happened when Kyle Dubas got there? They had a ton more success with Dubas than they had previously. Now, the expectation there and became, let's win a championship. But they won a playoff series for the first time since 2004, which happened this year. The Penguins didn't even qualify for the playoffs. They had stars. They put stars in place there. He made big moves at the deadline. You've already got your stars in place here. I think it was a good move by the Pittsburgh Penguins. And I teased this earlier, Doran, and we didn't get to it. But Sidney Crosby had a lot to do with this too. Crosby wanting to win and that being his only focus and the here and the now. It did feel like the Penguins sold Dubas more than Dubas had to sell the Penguins, which is kind of a weird way that that went down.
I mean, is it weird? Like, whenever you have the Tom Brady's and Michael Jordan's, like, you need to sell your main asset. You need to sell to your main asset. And why things are changing and what direction you're going.
So do you think it was as much about Crosby's approval of Dubas as it was about Dubas's approval of what Crosby had to say?
I think it went from Dubas having to sell Crosby and then Crosby going to FSG being like, this is the guy.
Yeah.
And then being like, okay, let's go through the details. Let's go through, all the little ancillary things that we have to make this work.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's probably the structure. Actually, no, let me take that back. I think it went Dubas to Crosby, Crosby to Sullivan, Sullivan to Dubas, Crosby and Sullivan to FSG.
Mm-hmm. We had thought that maybe Sullivan being here and being married to this organization because the contract was given out over the heads of Hextall and Burke, that might be an impediment to Kyle Dubas coming in. But when Kyle talked about his philosophy and the way that he sees this roster getting better and what this roster needs, like puck-moving defensemen and not just grit but skill, I'm kind of paraphrasing there, but that's what I took from it. It might as well have been Mike Sullivan speaking, and I'm encouraged by that. I had initially thought at the end of the season when I had my panties all up in a wad, I was emotional. I was hurt. This organization needed it bare minimum this year to make the playoffs. I said, F it. You move on from Mike Sullivan. But the more I've thought about it, when Mike Sullivan and the front office have been in lockstep, when they've seen eye to eye, when the groceries that he wants have been given to him, he has won. In 16, he got guys from Wilkes-Barre that he had coached. So, of course, those were his guys. But Phil Kessel, Carl Hagelin, Trevor Daley, all those dudes fit the style of play that he wanted to play, and they won a championship, and they dominated en route to that championship. I think they only got outshot a couple of times that entire playoff run. That's how they want to play. They want to kind of do the Florida thing, where you want to monopolize the puck, play in the offensive zone. Well, at some point, something changed for Jim Rutherford, and he thought, we need some of that truculence. We need Ryan Reeves. We need guys like Erica Branson. And his vision didn't seem to jive with Mike Sullivan.
Do you think that's for protection of Crosby?
Oh yeah, for sure. Which
or was it just like the enforcement of just them being on the ice and having to worry about, you know, those guys that take people out?
Yeah, I think it was more about we don't like the way Crosby got treated in that 17 series against Washington. So let's go get a bruiser out there that can be almost the Tom Wilson antidote.
At the time, did you think that was going to work?
No, I'm not a believer in that.
Okay.
I'm a believer in the and here's the other thing here, man. And I think you're getting to the heart of this here. They found a guy that wants to win the way the Penguins have always won, which is the beautiful game. We're going to score goals. We're going to keep the puck. We're going to have flair, and we're not going to apologize for it. We're just going to play, as Mike Sullivan would say, just play. And you need to have that aligned. Now, if you can find a guy that can hold the puck, who's good at zone entries, who can win you a battle in the corner, but also can beat the piss out of someone. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that. Hit the dump button. Who can beat the heck out of someone? Then, okay, great. Those players don't grow on trees. Florida has one now who can score goals and has been dynamite in these playoffs, can also beat your butt. Those guys don't exist all that often. And if you want to get them, you got to pay a premium to get them. Mike Sullivan's had success when he sees eye to eye with the front office. He didn't with Hextall and Burke, and Burke was Mr. Truculence, Mr. Let's get big, strong, blah, blah, blah. There's a difference between that and hard to play against, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Like Carl Hagelin, to me, is that guy where he might for a time have been the best forechecker in the entire league. That, by definition, is hard to play against, but he was never going to drop the gloves with you. He had hands of stone, but he fit. If you can get Mike Sullivan guys that fit that, then I think he can win. He's a top five, top three, top two, top one coach in the league, maybe.
It's about the formation of controlling the puck. And I think that's kind of the vision of Mike Sullivan. And even in the defensive end, It's putting the construction.
Well, I got a text.
It's constructing a way to play defense without having to play physical and getting yourself, you know, and having guys out on the ice that can't really offer anything else but be physical. It's getting into the defensive style where you're controlling the puck even though you're playing defense.
Yeah.
And playing hockey, like
yeah,
you're saying.
You got to be able to have guys that play. And I think that that is what Dubas really cut to the heart of yesterday, is you get guys who can play, and if they can do other things, and he mentioned like penalty killing, things of that nature, great. But can you help us dominate the puck?
Do you think that Sullivan's natural style, now I may be going outside the box here a little bit, but let's play along. Do you think Sullivan's natural style helps a goaltender in playing well?
No. The opposite.
What about Murray and Fleury?
Well, they had to do a lot of heavy lifting on their own. Now, in 17 was different. So here's the deal. If you have the puck as much as they want to, and if it works, great.
Yep.
But, I mean, we've seen when you got pinching defensemen, when you're going to be aggressive, then you are going to give up odd man rushes, and you are going to leave your goaltenders in difficult situations. So I do think it's tough to be the goaltender of the Pittsburgh Penguins with Mike Sullivan as coach. I do. You need a good one. That's the toughest part of Dubas' job, is finding that goaltender. Something that the naysayers, I do think, have a point on, he was never able to really figure out in Toronto. The reason I laughed on the text line was because someone said, Doran, how long have you been waiting to squeeze the word ancillary into a conversation?
Actually, I have, but I don't even know if I used it right. I just said it. That's what I do. I just say things. Sometimes I make up words.
Yeah. Craig Wolfley does that all the time, too.
Does he?
Yeah. Ancillary. Coming up next. Oh, you've been waiting for it. And here he is, Chris Mack, back on the show. Tell us about his role, something exciting going on this afternoon, too, right here in the Fan Morning Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Hello, Chris Mack.
My God, it's Chris Mack's music.
What's up?
How you guys doing?
How are you doing?
What do you want to talk about?
I can't see your eyes. You got to pull your hat up a little bit.
That's my intimidating look. I've heard I've become very intimidating over the last few weeks.
Yes, that is the rumor.
Stupid rumors.
You know, that's the thing, man. It's been really hard, I'm sure, for you these last couple of weeks, for everyone involved, because when you're told not to say anything.
Yeah.
And people just run wild with rampant things on the internet, as they will.
Sure.
I don't like when, and I'm happy that everything's out in the open here. I don't like to see when people are dragging my friends' names through the mud and saying things that aren't true, like about firings and things of that nature.
Yeah.
So how have the last couple of weeks been for you? And why don't you tell the people all the awesome, I almost swore again.
Oh, come on.
All the awesome stuff you're getting into now.
Good to see as much as things change, they still stay the same.
Yeah, right.
Narduzzi has them all day.
I've been frazzled since 7:45 today.
That was just, by the way, chef's kiss by Deuce. You know, the last few weeks, I'll be honest, it's been difficult from the aspect of, hey, people want to know what's going on. Mm-hmm. And for the last few weeks, I couldn't really tell people what was going on. Because for a while, we were still figuring out what was going to be going on. We figured it out in that, you know, I think I heard somebody yesterday afternoon use the phrase multi-platform. There's not a person in this business anymore who isn't multi-platform, as I do the air quotes with my fingers. By the way, watch the live video feed at 93.7thefan.com. See, I can still do it.
You got it. Fastball's still there.
Yeah. So multi-platform is something I've been trending towards. You know, it's why I do the BetQL stuff most weekends. It's why I started Fifth Avenue Faceoff. That took a while to get off the ground, but is starting to gain some traction, oddly enough, during the offseason because of everything happening, which we'll get to, I know. So I love that stuff. You guys know I'm passionate about every Pittsburgh sport, just about sports in general. So this is an opportunity to talk about what I want to talk about when I want to talk about it, with no impediment to talking about what I want to talk about, whether it's snapping a photo of the grilled chicken my wife made on the Blackstone and talking about the advantages of Blackstones over grills, or whether it be talking about Pittsburgh sports. Like, you guys know, I'll talk about anything and everything. You two have always been incredibly receptive to all of my ideas, and I love both of you for it. This is an opportunity to give me even more freedom in that regard. So whether it's social, whether it's video, we've got an idea for a couple series already. I was just talking to Dave Labrosi, the program director on the AM side, about something with me and Zeiss, maybe. You know, there's a million ideas that I sent the bosses in the immediate aftermath of everything, of all the decisions to switch things up. And so I'm happy about those ideas, and I'm happy about having a little more freedom.
Well, I mean, you've been in this business a long time, and you know, mm-hmm. you started at Penn State. I mean, you're working for the school radio. You didn't do just sports your whole, you know, since then. You've done everything, and now this gives you an opportunity. You could go on, you know, Y108. You can go on Star and KDK AM. I mean, this seems like a fantastic situation for you to really get into everything that you could do well that was probably put aside for a long time to just do a singular job. Like, I feel like you're going to be a huge asset, not just to our station, 93.7 The Fan, but Odyssey Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
yeah, and that's the idea that I kind of pitched to the bosses when we decided we were going to pivot in a different direction. Hey, I'm a radio guy, first and foremost. I've been in the business since my sophomore year of college, like you said, Dorn. So over 20 years. I started in music radio. It's where the goofy Chris Mack name comes from. A lot of people know that's not my real last name.
What?
I know. Blowing your mind today, Crowley. If you watch Kale Burger's Shooting the Stick, you'd have known that already.
I never watched that. Too much kale.
But no, seriously, I've been in radio for years. I'm a radio guy. I've worked Top 40. I've worked rock. I've worked at a hip-hop station, which is just hilarious to envision. I worked a month at a country station once, so I could do all of it. I've already started talking to people. I was on with Maria the other day talking about the Le'Veon Bell getting high before games thing. I've talked to Bubba and Mel about doing something with them. I'm very excited about. Talked to Kiki out here the other day about an idea she has for something. So yeah, I want to be a part of it. Here's the thing that I told the bosses was, I absolutely love working here. I absolutely love being on the air, and I absolutely love all of my coworkers. You're telling me I get to work with more of my coworkers, see more of them, because I'm not coming in here at 4 a.m, and do something, like we said, multi-platform. I'm down for that. Let's give it a go.
Well, I know I'm excited about it. I'm excited to see your smiling face today.
Thanks, buddy. It's donut day. You knew I was going to come
in. You know, I should have put that together. I just figured we'd do a phone call, but I'm happier about this. I do want your thoughts, obviously, on Kyle Dubas. The Fifth Avenue Faceoff's awesome, by the way.
Thank you.
They touched on it yesterday in the afternoon, but the number of great guests that you get, I mean, just aside from your hockey knowledge, but the number of great guests that you've had.
Thanks, man.
Dan Kangurski as well was really, really good. Betsberg was making me money the other day with the Mitch Keller strikeouts. You put to it.
Did you bet on Jokic points, assists, and rebounds?
I saw you tweet it. I saw you tweet it and talk about it before, and it was getting down to the wire.
I was sweating it.
You're sweating it. So then I was paying attention to it. I should have put money on it, but
that
I was paying attention.
Free throw?
The last one, yes.
Bang.
Yes,
we cashed.
Big.
So yeah, Betsberg
by half a point.
Is that still over?
You're Gosh darn right.
We still got paid.
Did it again.
I swear again.
You almost did it again.
Calm yourself.
But anyway, there's so many things to get in here, but Dubas.
Dubas, I think, is a great hire as long as they don't give him, I heard you talking about it a couple minutes ago, I guess, you've got to try and do two things at once.
Right.
Directive. As long as they understand that he is, and I think that's why he's here. He's here for the next decade to set the framework for the organization going forward. This isn't a, hey, come in and sign some free agents and make some trades for a couple summers and hang out, Kyle. This is, no, we need somebody to set the framework for what it's going to look like beyond the big three. He can do that. He's got a great reputation around the league. He's young. He embraces analytics instead of running and hiding from them in his office like Ron Hextall would do. I think it's a great hire. I'm curious to see how the GM thing goes down later in the summer once they get an opportunity to find that person. I think it opens it up to be an even more analytically driven person, like a Sam Ventura type. But I think it's a home run because he's already told you, and everybody said this, so I don't need to repeat that he knocked the press conference out of the park, but he's already told you in that press conference, Mike Sullivan's going nowhere, and the big three are going nowhere. I believe in those guys. So we're all in on now, foot on the gas. And it all starts with the goaltending decision, which is going to be the most difficult thing because the goaltending market is terrible.
It's no good.
This offseason. It's Freddie Anderson, who's old. It's the possibility if the Jets want to dispatch Connor Hellebuck and tear things down that you could go after him, but that's a huge contract hit that I don't know they could take on. And everybody keeps saying, John Gibson. Imagine if you were John Gibson, Johnny Whitehall, right? And you got traded to your hometown, but then things didn't go well immediately out of the gate, or you had to be part of a rebuild, which he doesn't want to be a part of in Anaheim. I don't know if John Gibson makes sense, not necessarily not for the Penguins, but not for John Gibson.
And diminishing returns on him the last couple of years, too.
It's true. So Dubas has got a lot of stuff in front of him, but I think approaching the goaltending situation first is the right way to do it.
Do you think that he dyes his hair?
Dubas?
Yes.
No, he's 37.
That's what I'm saying. He thinks he dyes his hair.
Guys, I am
just because you're prematurely gray.
Yes. That's what I'm. Yes.
How can you work in Toronto, be the general manager in that organization of all organizations, and come out of it with not a single gray hair? Not a single one.
He seems to have his stuff together, Crowley.
Yeah.
He does. He's a smart guy. I don't know that we'd think he was as smart if he didn't wear those glasses, though.
Well, glasses are key to making you look much
and
smarter.
And the square glasses.
Did you ever get the glasses we talked about?
No, I need to. I know.
Not just like for practical purposes, but they make you look more studious.
I need that.
The Dubas look.
I think I need the Dubas look.
Can I say something that may be offensive to some, but I know it won't be to you?
No.
If I could be reincarnated, I would like to look more like you. And
tall?
Yes, tall.
Dark hair?
Mm-hmm. I feel like
what
you
else?
Could go in any
Athletic?
Direction you wanted to. Yep, that would also fit. I think you could go in any direction you wanted to stylistically, Doran, and you would look pretty good.
Thank you.
Me? Nothing I can do.
I mean,
nothing I can do.
You dressed up the shaved head pretty well.
Fair enough. Mac, you got any bets for us?
I do. Yankees-Dodgers tonight. Kershaw against Severino. Take the first five innings under 4.5. Here's the question about the Stanley Cup Final. Do you believe in Sergei Bobrovsky or not? If you believe playoff Bob is going to rear his ugly head at some point, then go with Vegas. -1.5 games. They'll win 4-2 at worst. That's +160 right now at FanDuel. If you believe that playoff Bob is nowhere to be found, that he's been stashed away and Bobrovsky can continue to play out of his mind despite like a 10-day layoff, then take him for Conn Smythe at +200. And game two of the NBA Finals Sunday night. Go with Jokic over points, assists, and rebounds again. Why not? We hit it last night. It's at 51.5 now, so it's a little richer. But he'll hit it again. He's only missed that number like twice in the last month and a half. Jamal Murray over 38.5 points, assists, and rebounds. And Nuggets in five is still +165.
The eye-opener that you're doing every morning. I saw the first one. The numbers were off the charts. It was great, man.
That's awesome.
It was awesome.
Keep clicking on it. Keep checking it out. It's going to be a nice little rundown every morning. Look, there are people who've been doing that in different ways in many places for a long time. I'm just hoping to add a little bit extra to it. The Dubas stuff yesterday didn't quite get in because it happened right after it was written, but there's plenty of Dubas thoughts, including the ones we just discussed in today's eye-opener. It'll get up soon. And then I really think, and I included this in the eye-opener too this morning, this homestand for the Pirates is going to be the biggest of the first half.
That was my next question to you, but I'm glad you brought that
because,
up.
Because, look, Met series, you're battling with them for a wild card spot, right? Is that the biggest series of the homestand? Maybe. A series. If you don't sweep it, let alone at least win two. If you don't win that series, it's abject failure because the A's are a disaster. They're hot garbage. And the Cardinals are coming in, who are your boogeymen. Bouncing back at the end of May and then coming home to find the Cardinals waiting for you is like killing the clown from It down in the sewers and then coming home to find the boogeyman under your bed still. Like, it's congratulations. You seem to have gotten right. The Cardinals are waiting to just crush all your dreams. So I think the Cardinals series is the biggest. Plus, you sprinkle on top five more hits for Kutch. He's at 2,000. I expect the ballpark should be bumping this
with
weekend.
You on that.
And this homestand should be lots of fun. Just give me, I don't think it's too much to ask for 6 out of 9.
I want 6. I want 6 out of 9, baby.
Because you've been hard on that number.
You should sweep the A's. The A's suck.
Yes. You say abject failure if you don't win the series. Agreed. Might be abject failure if you don't sweep those bastards.
Well, they just took 2 out of 3. With the language again, Crowley. They just took 2 out of 3 from, who was it? The Rangers, I think.
Yeah.
So they've been playing a little better as of late. But no,
it's like a tenth of their wins.
If you don't take 2 out of 3 from the A's, then maybe you're more pretender than contender.
Good to see you, Mac.
Good to see you, sir. Too, guys.
We should probably do this every week. What do you think?
Sounds good to me.
Let's do it.
Come every week.
Yep,
they sure do.
I can make it happen.
The Fan Morning
Show.
Oh,
hold on. This afternoon, I'm in for Pony.
Oh, I meant to bring that up.
No, we almost all forgot it because you were swearing. I'm in for Pony this afternoon with Mulsey. We'll be out at Studio B at Bowser Chevy in Monroeville from 2 to 6.
Lock your car.
Thank you.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by the heating, cooling, and plumbing experts at Armstrong Comfort and Matt Mertz Plumbing. Coming up next, I forget. It's the morning show. So that was our buddy Chris Mack. Our other friend, Colin Dunlap, going to be joining us a little bit after the top of the hour to tell you about his new role. And I know he was at the Dubas press conference yesterday, so we want to get his thoughts on that. He'll be covering the Pirates tonight. And it is a massive series. Like Chris said, it's a massive homestand. Not only do you have the bugaboo Cardinals coming in, who have mostly righted their ship after a horrendous start, but you've got Andrew McCutchen chasing history. You've got Oakland, who stink. And the Pirates, through all the ups and downs, are right there in the thick of this division race. If you would have told me that before the season started, Doran, this would have been packed ballpark central then.
Right.
And I hope that it is. I would hope that the recent run of play has not had people rethinking whether or not they want to go to the ballpark. Because this team, while I still don't believe in it, the standings tell you you should believe in them at least right now.
And there's so much at stake right now.
Mm-hmm.
So why, you know, I would be anticipating how it's going to unfold. And not just the Cardinals, Crowley. The Reds are in play here, too. The Reds are 3 games out of first place. I mean, that's I get it, but you could potentially fall to fourth place.
Oh, for sure.
Behind the Reds and the Cardinals.
Right.
That's why there's so much on this series, and that's why I anticipate a lot of people showing up for a lot of reasons. There's so many angles to it, and that's why it's important. And that's why I believe that having the Cardinals first and not the A's first is very important. And I know they had a day off, but you're coming off of a 2-game win. You're coming off of a series win. And you're playing a team that you know you have history with, and they're creeping. Just like Chris said, like kind of like the boogeyman. And this is your opportunity to eliminate the boogeyman and live a normal life.
I'm going.
Me too.
When are you going?
Whenever you're going.
You want to go tonight?
Yeah, we'll FaceTime and talk about it.
Just don't tell Charles Barkley, who says,
is your sister going?
Men can't get the heck out of here.
You don't take your sister to ball
games? The heck out of here. No, I'm not. Not with you. Why does this keep coming up?
What about me?
What if I came? Would you feel safer?
Callis, I'm never going any place with you in public again after your little diner incident the other day.
Not even a baseball game?
Nope. You don't like my Austin Hedges takes?
I don't.
You with all due respect, I mean, elbow room would be lacking a little bit if I was sitting next to you, a bigger guy. And I just don't know if we can ever take you in public again. Big series for the Bucks. I'm just trying to get away from it. Big series for the Bucks. Massive hire by the Pittsburgh Penguins. Colin Dunlap will be at PNC Park tonight. He was at the Kyle Dubas press conference yesterday. He joins the show coming up next. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Summer's here. Come check out Trailblazer, Equinox, and the all-new redesigned 2024 Trax and online sunchevy.com. Today, high 91, low 60.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.